Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Welcome back, welcome back. Been a while. I hope you guys have had a great winter and looking forward to a hot summer and most importantly, college football season right around the corner. But today I got something else on my mind. I want to talk about let's talk about college baseball, but let's first talk about this college basketball pro. To me, guys, and you can agree or disagree, that's how this show is. We're not extremes. We love people to disagree and have their own opinions. We don't try and recycle everybody and make them one cookie-cutter box. But my opinion is strongly, why on God's earth is the FBI worried about college basketball, but they're giving guns back to all these random shooters who are running around shooting up schools and restaurants and all type of silly stuff? You guys are going after AAU coaches and college basketball coaches, Adidas deal. This is money being exchanged between each other. And when people say, oh, it's still a form of bribery, yeah, but this is not bribery with the damn mob. Some damn AAU coaches from around the corner. Bribery with college basketball coaches. Dudes are trying to win at all costs. There's no guns, drugs, and prostitution involved in this or terrorism. AAU coaches don't have no damn suicide vests on. College basketball coaches aren't running around with AK-47s and a bunch of ski masks. What the hell is the FBI doing involved in that? That's something that the NCAA should be able to take care of. If you're bribing, suspend, sanction, punish, fine, whatever. But the FBI, come on, guys. The FBI should be more worried about our safety and terrorism and stuff like that. Not a bunch of guys with sneakers shooting hoops. This is just stupid. And it's pointless. And it shows to you guys how involved our politics are connected with some of our bigger networks. This all stems from one thing, ladies and gentlemen. ESPN couldn't get Tom George to fire Rick Pitino when they wanted him to fire him. So what they did is they went all the way around. But I think it's hard that we launch all these investigations. I'll give you another example, and then I'm going to stay away from the politics. There was two FBI agents who were trying to, and I'm not saying whether I support Donald Trump or not, this is just a fact. There were two FBI agents following around Trump trying to destroy him during the election, after the election, and all that. And magically, over 500 or something crazy text messages magically disappeared from the things they were conspiring, or however you say it, I don't really care if you say it, conspiracy, whatever the proper way to say it is, either or, these people were trying to do something shady to the president. And what happened was people found out and they said, well, why the hell are all these text messages missing? And to me, that's a problem. We've gone too political with our FBI, CIA, some of our agencies. Like, those places are not supposed to be political. Those are supposed to be Federal Bureau of Investigation. And certain things need to be investigated by the FBI when it's very scary things. Like, how come the FBI hasn't investigated the food industry on how the hell they're giving us cancer with all this crazy stuff they're putting in food? And now that food is natural that our great-grandparents and grandparents used to eat, how come all of a sudden this food now, when we got all this technology and all this up-to-date stuff, is worse for us now? That like stuff like that, it's just like, guys, give me a break. Like, investigate stuff that's actually a harm or a danger to us. College basketball is a sport. It's a leisure. It's not a danger to us, to the people in the society. That's crazy. Like, this is nuts. So we need to clean out the FBI. We need to clean out all these government agencies that, or entities that are just politically involved with people and want to control people, because that's all this is. Another perfect example, guys, before I get into college baseball. There's so many people in real life who have to wait years and years to go to court trial, retry. Do y'all see how fast they retried Bill Cosby? It was within a year and sentenced him that fast. But we can't do that with regular people who are innocent or have been accused of a crime. It just doesn't make sense. So it's all about, it just shows you how close the lobbyists and these networks are connected. And to me, ESPN is a cancer, and I hope the NCAA goes away from them, or we just go a different way and get a whole different network. Because If you don't do that, I think that's one of the reasons Baylor fired Art Briles so quick, because Art Briles wasn't insinuating the stuff that was going on. He just sat back and said, I'm going to let the legal system do its job, because there's two sides of these stories, not just ESPN side to the story, and then everybody has to agree what the hell they say do, and if not, you get fired or you have to be scared. Like, that's a dangerous atmosphere we live in and playing in sports today. One news media site said something, and we have to do it. And then they don't quit. They're like sick people that have to feel like they're right. So they'll go around all the loops in the world to try and make you think they're right. It's not that they're right. It's just that they have all the connections to do it. As you see, political is very scary with their connections. So that's my whole thing. And I know Kansas, and the reason I brought this up is because I know recently they have indicted or went after some schools in the Big 12. So, you know, guys, that's just my take on it. Like, focus on things that are really scary and are a danger to our society. If anything, you go out and play a pickup game of basketball, it's good for your damn heart, and it's good for communication, and it does a lot more good than it does bad. If there's money being exchanged that shouldn't be exchanged, the NCAA should be able to handle that. And if they ask the FBI for help because there's actually violence going on behind the scenes, that's a whole different story. But a bunch of sneaker-wearing dudes exchanging money over sports shouldn't be the focus of the damn FBI. NCAA should be grown enough to be like, we can suspend this program, we can take these wins away, and we can move on. You know, we got to stop getting to this. If you don't do my narrative, I'm going to force you to do this, and we're going to go with all these damn investigations. How about this investigation? How about we sit in on some of the meetings that the execs at ESPN and some of these big networks have with these lobbyists or with these certain power people, these people in power, and say, we're going to pay you this much money to sell this narrative. And if you actually look into that, then they should not be covering college sports at all, because they're not covering college sports to tell the truth. They're covering it to sell a narrative. So therefore, they shouldn't have media credentials if you want to get nitpicky and petty about silly stuff. To college baseball, we got Texas Tech ranked number 15 and then Oklahoma State ranked number 24. Now, let's go down to Big 12 rankings, or standings, I should say. Right now in the standings, Oklahoma State is 16-5, Texas is 14-7, Oklahoma's 13-8 in the conference. Texas Tech is 12-9 in the conference. Baylor's 11-10, and TCU is 10-10. Man, this is a rough year for TCU, a team that has, you know, has went back and forth to the World Series, the College Baseball World Series, for a while here. You know, these are the teams I think for sure will get in. I mean, just listen to these record guys. Or these records, excuse me. Oklahoma State's 29-19, 34-18. Oklahoma's 33-19. Texas Tech's 35-15. Baylor's 30-18, and TCU is 30-19. West Virginia's on the borderline, 26-23. Kansas State is below 500, 23-27. Kansas is 23-27. Kansas State is 21-30. So those guys will probably have a hard time getting into the actual tournament. But I would say the top, six teams in the Big 12 have a legitimate shot in getting in the tournament. We'll have to see what happens in the Big 12 tournament, and then hopefully one of these teams will be able to host Super Regional. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen there. But, every year, I want to say at least the last 5 years, Big 12 has always been represented and a regional or made it to the College World Series, so hopefully we can keep that streak going. I was just surprised to see TCU so far down this year, but, every year is a different year. We don't know how pitching is. Pitching is so important. We don't know what recruits left, went to the draft, so many things involved. But I can't wait to see what's going to happen, in this Big 12 tournament. So just in case anybody doesn't know, it will be in Oklahoma City. I believe it was in Oklahoma City last year. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong on the Big 12 Nation page. It'll be the 23rd through the 27th, so this weekend will be the last series for everybody. And it's at Chicksaw Bricktown Ballpark. And obviously hosted by Phillip 66, who does our Big 12 basketball tournament also. So that's college baseball. Solid conference as usual in baseball. I think we compete well in every conference. Softball, women's college basketball, track and field. You know, Big 12 is just a phenomenal all-around conference. Volleyball, you name it, the big golf, tennis, you name it, the Big 12 has superior athletes and some of the best in the country. But baseball, we have been very well, and we have represented ourselves very well at the College World Series, especially within the last decade. And I hope that continues this year. So if anybody goes to the tournament, names, enjoy yourself. I need to get up there one year and check it out. I heard it's a nice park, and it's one of the top-notch, you know, minor league slash non-MLB stadiums. Now let's go to college football. It looks like most people wrapped up their spring without any problems. A lot of people got out of the spring injury-free. Some people called the games off because of this crazy weather. But, man, I'm excited. It's right around the corner. Summer's hot. As we know, go out and travel the country, visit, enjoy these days with your family, because you know when the fall comes and the kids are back in school, or if you listen and you're back in school, or whatever's going on, you're going to be all about the college football season. And we know how the bowl season goes, and it just gets a little more exciting. I'll probably try and get back and do my previews for all of the teams around last week of July, last 2 weeks of July, right before two-a-day start. So it'll be fun here soon. Congrats to Baker Mayfield on being the number one overall pick in NFL draft. Man, that says something. I just wish they could have found a way to beat Georgia. I honestly think, guys, if they beat Georgia, they would have easily won the national title this year. I don't think Alabama would have had an answer for Baker. But what happens, happens, guys. We had a great year. We got to the Final Four. Let's get a team back to the Final Four, and let's see. Now, the team that we can get to the Final Four, and I'm talking about the Final Four football, or quote-unquote the college football playoff, we don't have to worry about that, obviously, in basketball. Kansas will do what they need to do to usually get us there for basketball. This year, I don't know. Iowa State could be good. TCU could be good again. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury's got some of his sleeve in Texas Tech. Maybe Tom Herman finds a quarterback down in Austin. We really don't know. It's kind of near. Maybe Dana Holgorsen gets something going up there in Morgantown. It's a wide-open conference with Baker Mayfield going this year. I know everybody is high on a lot of, you know, different places, but, you know, Texas has a good experience with Bouchel and Ellinger kid. We really don't know. Like, anybody just shoot some comments and let me know. I know Kyler Murray will be at Oklahoma, so Oklahoma will be solid. Oklahoma State lost a great quarterback. He got drafted to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Congrats to Oklahoma State. So I really don't know, guys. It's an open conference, so that's what makes this conference so damn fun. I just wanted to vent about that college basketball stuff. You know, I just wish they leave the politics out of sports. One of the main reasons we leave sports. Yeah, politics can be, you got more money, you got more resources, but hell, guys, that's what college basketball is. That's what college sports is in general. If you want to be stereotypical, it is Bowery. You come to my school, I got more facilities, I got more pretty women, I got more of this, I got more of that, I got better weather, I got this, I got that versus other school. That's what college recruiting is. So to go overboard with trying to control everything is kind of scary. So I'm really hoping we get some type of restructure here where we have people that stick to, let's stay away from the steroids, let's stay away from the cheating of the things that other schools don't have. Not let's, if you don't agree with everything I say, I'm going to send the FBI after you. I'm going to sneak an investigation in you, because if you put a tape recorder into some of those news media rooms, you probably find a lot of dirt. And all these responsibilities they give these coaches, does the CEO of ESPN or NBC Sports, do they get fired when one of their employees gets pulled over for DUI, DWI? No. Do they say you need to get your reporters together? No. You never hear about that because they have that type of stuff private because that's the game they play. They keep the focus on certain people to keep the focus off of them and the slime ball stuff they do behind the scenes. This Big 12 Nation, I'm out. I hope everybody has a good summer, and hopefully we get some teams in the College World Series. Peace.